Hi, everyone. Indeed, it is the good stuff. It's the good stuff on Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day, February 2nd, right?
Yep. Does it get any better than that? How did we slip into February?
I don't know, but January seemed to have gone pretty quick, and we're already a month into the new 2026
year. Yeah.
Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to come to Valentine February 14th for Valentine's Day and the Bull Bash, the 25th annual Bull Bash event. For information there, go to bullbash.net. And if you're planning a vacation, well, check out visitvalentine.com.
And at the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in Medora, we celebrate Western heritage, sharing the achievements of stories of cowboys, ranchers, and rodeo legends who embody the enduring spirit of the West. You can learn more at NorthDakotaCowboy.org.
I think this goes back to about 1978. I know it was read on a radio program in Watertown, South Dakota in 1979. It was sent in from Bill Larson to the What's Up program at KWAT in Watertown back those many, many days, years ago. So it's O Lutefisk, okay?
It's a song, it appears.
O Lutefisk, how fragrant your aroma. O Lutefisk, you put me in a coma. You smell so strong. You look like glue. You taste just like an overshoe. But Lutefisk, come Saturday, I think I'll eat you anyway. O Lutefisk, I put you by the doorway. I wanted you to ripen up, just like they do in Norway. A dog came by and sprinkled you. I hit him with an army shoe. O Lutefisk, now I suppose I'll eat you as I hold my nose. O Lutefisk, how well do I remember on Christmas Eve how we'd receive our big treat of December. It wasn't turkey or fried ham. It wasn't even pickled spam. My mother knew there was no risk in serving buttered Lutefisk. O Lutefisk, now everyone discovers that Lutefisk and Lefse makes Norwegians better lovers. Now, all the world can have a ball. You'd better dan that Yeretal. On Lutefisk, Vin Brennevin, you make me feel like Errol Flynn. From Bill Larson, oh, Lutefisk.
What a classic. What a classic. What's a groundhog's favorite drink?
Ground tea. I don't know.
Whole milk.
Whole milk. Okay.
Like in H-O-L-E.
Like in a hole.
Yeah, that's right.
I got it.
Yeah. A fresh copy of Tri-State Livestock News. It's packed with everything you need in a ranching publication. Tri-State Livestock News. You can stay connected and celebrate the ranching life. Keeps you up to date on so many topics. Visit TSLN.com. It's what ranchers read. And now I've got a poem, Mike, called The Paranoid Cowman.
All right.
I beat an old alarm clock and rolled right out of bed. My britches, where you put your rear, that's where I put my head. At the bathroom, I discovered there was room for no more error. I brushed my teeth with Brill cream and put toothpaste on my hair. I stumbled to the kitchen just to sneak a little bite. I sure had gotten hungry from just resting overnight. My wife I would leave sleeping while I went to do my duties. She'd check her share of cows that night, and now she's Sleeping Beauty. Pulled on my boots and coveralls, my slicker over that, just past the well, I slipped on ice and landed on a cat. Now frightened, injured, snarling cats and cabin cows don't mix. I'd better run and jump that fence. That problem would be fixed. So I made a run and cleared that fence. Then more bad luck befell. Both the cat and I got mixed up and jumped right into the cabin corral. Well, I landed hard and woke plumb up, but there's no mad cows for some reason. Ah, shucks, I guess I'm trying too hard. It ain't even cabin season. Don Helmer wrote that in 1999.
The Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo going on in Rapid City, South Dakota. Yep, they've got a lot of things happening there. February 3rd, 10 a.m. is the Ranch Rodeo, and the 4th will be Bronx for Breakfast at 10 a.m. Don't forget concerts on the 6th and 7th. It's a wild time and a great trade show and art show as well at the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo. Now, if you have something to share on the good stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com.
And, Mike, why don't they let Punxsutawney Phil watch TV?
Because he'll watch the Groundhog movie over and over again.
Well, that's a good answer, but not the one I was looking for. He keeps hogging the remote.
Aha.
Oh, happy Groundhog Day.
And thanks for listening to the good stuff.